It's here and now. In Mississippi, Tea Party-backed State Senator Chris McDaniel is considering a legal challenge to Tuesday's runoff, in which he challenged the incumbent Republican U.S. Senator Thad Cochran and lost by just 6,693 votes. And many say he lost because Mississippi's black Democrats came out in droves for the 76-year-old Cochran, a white Republican, and they were spurred on by robocalls like this one.
The time has come to make a stand and say no to the Tea Party. No to their obstruction, no to their disrespectful treatment of the first African-American president.
Let's bring in George Flags Jr. He's mayor of Vicksburg, Mississippi. And Mr. Mayor, I understand you sent out an email also urging your supporters to vote for Cochran.
Yes, I did. And I sent out about 5,000 around the city of Vicksburg and other areas throughout the state. I did not participate in any robocalls, nor did I do any commercial.
Well, to tell us, though, why you were prompted to send the email. This started about 3 weeks ago. Cochran was way behind the Tea Party candidate. It was thought he was going to lose. And then there began this groundswell of support from black Democrats for this white Republican in Mississippi. How did yours start?
Well, mine started from day one. I was always with Senator Cochran, and I've always been with Senator Cochran. My 26 years in the legislature, I was with him. Every time I've ever come to Washington, D.C., he's been very receptive to me, and I consider him not only a statesman but a friend.
Well, and others have pointed out that he's been a supporter of traditionally black colleges, of hospitals that serve low-income, largely black clientele. So you've been a long supporter.
Right, and I reiterate that he's not only been supported for historical black schools, but he's been supported for public education. He's been supported of any number of things in this state that have made Mississippi a progressive state. He's been very instrumental in our research and development in this state. And, in fact, I have a research institute right here in Vicksburg that employ about 1,700 people. So my reason supporting him was because of the fact that he's been very accessible and supported to the federal government and the federal employment in the city of Vicksburg.
But were you also, in this case, urging your followers and in your own actions, voting against Chris McDaniel?
I won't put myself in that group because of the fact I've served with Chris McDaniel. In fact, I served with him for about 5.5 years. I know Chris McDaniel, and I'm not going to character assassinate Chris McDaniel, nor am I going to talk about the Tea Party. I have been one of the ones to speak to the Tea Party in my political career. What I'm going to say is that I'm for Thad Cochran. I'm a Democrat, and I'm a black African-American that lives in Vicksburg, Mississippi.
We say you didn't vote against Chris McDaniel, but he took money from a lawyer for the Imperial Wizard of the KKK. Some people saw racial undertones in promises he made to defend our way of life. Some saw it as wistful thinking for an old Mississippi. You were not voting against that?
Let me just say something, that if I had to judge every man by where he takes his money from in terms of campaign and who he associates with, we probably wouldn't be voting for half the Democrats and half the Republicans.
Well, but you know what Chris McDaniel is saying about, well, people like you, not you directly, but he is saying that this was wrong, that black Democrats were involved in a Republican primary. It's allowed in your state, but he's saying he thinks it's wrong and that you didn't have that right. Yeah.
I disagree with Chris on that. I think that's an antiquated law. Anytime you have an open primary system, a state where you don't have to be a registered a Republican or Democrat to vote, it ought to be your free will to vote in any primary. I disagree with the Democratic Party chair when he says that you can't participate in a Republican primary if you're a Democrat. Dr. Martin Luther King and others have fought too hard for us to vote to not participate in the total process of electing people to office. And in fact, it was ironic that the day blacks crossed over and voted for Senator Cochran was the same day we celebrate the Freedom Summit, when people came to this state to make certain that people in Mississippi had a right to vote.
Well, you don't have to stop at Martin Luther King. You've got Mississippi's own Fannie Lou Hamer, Medgar Evers. You've got people who came to the state to ensure voting rights in the 60s. Bob Moses, Schirner Cheney Goodman, the names of the
exactly.
Voting rights activists who were killed. With that historical context, this idea that people are saying is historically astonishing, that blacks in this state may have had this impact on a Senate race. Your thoughts on that?
I would hope all across this United States that become a model to the Democratic Party and to the Republican Party that it's important to us to have a crossover vote. One of the biggest problems with Washington, D.C. is the fact that it's so partisan that they don't want you to do nothing but just vote party line. They then get up there, get stagnated, they shut down government because nobody wants to be a leader, nobody wants to be a statesman and do the right thing. My 26 years in the legislature, I voted with Republicans on policy.
Well, but Mr. Mayor, as you well know, Democrats in your state are saying to people like you, what are you doing? We wanted McDaniels to win because then they felt a Democrat could have won in the fall, in the actual race. They say that black Democrats in Mississippi just voted against their self-interest because, in fact, it's Republicans who are pushing for things like voter IDs. This primary was the first in Mississippi where Mississippians were required to show IDs in order to vote. Some say that's an attempt to keep people like you away from the polls.
Well, I think some of that is perhaps true for the past, but I think we have to vote for the future. I think the future of the Democratic Party, National Democratic Party, and the National Republican Party is that they understand that minorities have a right to be under the tent, too, and that means both parties.
Well, but do you think that Thad Cochran maybe owes you now and that maybe you should use some leverage here? Some are saying that he's trying to play down the help from black Democrats to placate the Republicans he now needs in the fall against the Democrat. And people are saying, well, maybe the blacks who put him over in this runoff should be asking him to do things like get rid of that voter ID requirement.
Well, I'm not going to push policy directly on Senator Cochran. I know him well enough to talk to him. Well, I would hope that I would have some influence with Senator Cochran. Nobody should be forced into policy-making decisions that they don't believe in. I'm the same way. Just like those people that say that I probably shouldn't have voted at a Republican primary, but I've gotten more compliments from blacks than I've gotten from anybody else from being a part of the game.
This is
Let
quite
me just
a...
say something. You cannot play in the game if you're not in the game.
George Flags, Jr. is mayor of Vicksburg, Mississippi. Mayor Flags, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you, and call me anytime.
We will. And Jeremy, we've got a lot of listeners on Mississippi Public Broadcasting, which, is, by the way, is a state agency. Very interesting there. But we'd love to hear your thoughts on race in this race, this Senate race, and the questions now raised going forward. You can go to herenow.org, scroll down, and leave a comment with this story. You can always get to us on Twitter. I'm Here and Now, Robin.
I'm at Jeremy Hobson, and we are at Here and Now.
You're listening to Here and Now.